Jazz.
Well, let's, we had a farm here in the county, right? Small. You had a farm when you first got married?
Yeah.
I think that'd be interesting to find out how when you first were married and what you remember about your house, especially if you have children, right?
I have one.
And how you used to raise your children in the house?
Well, when I first married the first house I lived in, it was a single house, they call it, two rooms. It was facing the east. It had a front room and a kitchen to it. And that's where my child was born. And I stayed there until I and my first husband separated. And he left and went to St. Louis. And I ain't seen him no more. Then I married again. And that husband, we stayed in a... First time we and him stayed, we stayed in a shotgun house just like this, made just like this. It was facing east.
Three rooms.
Yeah, all of my stand look like be facing east, because it was facing east.
Would you explain more what you mean by the shotgun?
Three rooms straight like this. See him? Right straight on back.
That's what they call this, a shotgun.
This is a shotgun house.
And the two-room was what kind of house?
A single house.
I see.
Just a front room and a kitchen. Mm-hmm. It ain't made this way, though. It's made a big room and a little
One
behind.
Big room and a little kitchen. Everybody slept in one room. Mm-hmm. Everything you had, had two beds or two bunks, they was in there, in that one room. Everybody slept in there. And the kitchen, just a little old stove, a little old table or something nailed upside the wall and a chair too. And that's all.
And the last house I lived in with my last husband, it was a four-room house. Well, it was facing the north. That's where he died at. He died in that house. My daughter married in the little single house before I moved in this other shotgun house. And then my husband died after I moved in this big double house, this four-room house. It had a big room here and one over there and a small room behind that, and it was four rooms. Mm-hmm. And a little back porch to it. Mm-hmm. And two chimneys, a chimney on each end.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
What did you have on the outside to keep the wind out?
You mean did you have a shed or
on the windows?
Well, on the windows and on the outside of the house, both. Yes, how did you keep the, I got really two questions here. What did you have on the outside of the house to keep the wind from coming through?
It was boards.
Just weatherboard?
That's all, weatherboard.
And which way did they go, up and down or across like this?
Up and down, straight up and down.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you call weatherboard, right?
Mm-hmm. I just call it plank now. I call that weatherboard and what go across
the
weather.
But the other weatherboard too, they call all weatherboard. I don't care how to put down there. Because he's out in the weather, and they call it a weather boat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it was cypress, just like my porch out there on the outside. Mm-hmm. And it was covered, the top of it was covered with tin. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. How did you keep the rain out of the windows, and how did you keep the light out?
The light?
Yes.
Well, you had to put up curtains to keep the light out, but the rain wasn't going to come in the windows, because the windows was like these windows. No, I never had no shutters at all.
And,
just plain windows.
This white that you pull up and down.
That keeps it.
Is that what you call curtains then?
That's shades.
That's
shade. And that other is a curtain. Them two is curtain.
Mm-hmm.
And that behind there is a shade, window shade. That's what you keep the light out the house with, them shades. You let them down, keep the light out.